Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Stage C. It's my pleasure to present talking about the internet or the security of the Internet of Things, Jose Diaz.
Okay, so this is my GitHub profile. I'm officially a software guy because that's what I study, basically, computer science. But I'm quite interested in the security side of things, and recently I got interested in this particular type of research because I saw somebody on Twitter posting screenshots of stuff they found on unauthenticated PNC servers on the internet. So I decided to do something similar. And well, the first thing that I would like to talk about is about the morality, or whether it's legal or moral for somebody to scan the internet looking for open service on the internet, basically. And my view on this, well, I mean, I've talked to people about this, and they've said, oh, well, just because it's open, you shouldn't be looking at it, or it's like seeing a car with the door open and just stealing it. And I think that's, I mean, that there's something very wrong with that metaphor. And I'm sure you can see the many levels of wrongness that it has. But how I see it is this. It's basically like having a very large telescope in your home. And if people, I mean, it's like if people leave their doors open at home, and you can, you have a very large telescope, and you can look at their houses without actually going into the houses from your home. That's similar to what I think I'm doing. So let's talk about the things I'm going to show you. So when you scan the whole internet for open servers with the remote firmware protocol, you find very, very disturbing things. And I've decided not to show you some of the most extreme things I found, because like I've seen actual hospitals with actual patient data on open servers on the internet that anyone can access. And so, you know, I mean, I can't really in good faith show any of that, but I can show some of the other stuff that I found, which I think is pretty funny or disturbing, depends on how you see it. So, yeah, I built a web interface to, I'm not sure if you can read that, but I've got a top bar with all of the countries I've scanned. And you can see some of the screenshots here. So, for example, this is Switzerland, and I can't really read Swiss, but that looks important. You can probably modify any of the parameters here and cause disruption of some description. And something else I should mention: all of this scanning was automated, so nobody actually connected to the server and controlled it. So the way I did it was, has anyone heard of CMAP? Okay, well, it's basically an internet scanning tool that can scan the whole internet, the whole IPv4 address space in 6 minutes, I think, which is pretty fast. And what I did is I scanned the whole internet for servers with the port 5900 open, which is the VNC port. And then after that, when I had a list of servers with VNC open, I had a small program that basically connected to it, grabbed a screenshot, and disconnected. So nobody actually went into the servers and took a screenshot. It was just completely automated, which I think is worth mentioning, because that's probably very illegal to actually gain access to a computer. So what I'm trying to say is that I didn't actually gain access to any of these computers. I just took a screenshot of them, if that makes any sense. So yeah, let's look at some of the screenshots. I don't really know what this means, but you know, it looks interesting or potentially harmful if placed in the wrong hands. Let's see. I think this is a fridge. You can't really see that, but whatever. There was a quite interesting thing in Italy. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, that one. It looks like a silo of some description with, I don't know, probably animal waste, or I don't know. But, you know, if you take a look at the buttons, you can see a alarm button there or a reset button, which I'm guessing probably won't do any good to anyone if you press them when you shouldn't be. Let's see if we can find something else. Oh yeah, there's also lots of webcams, surveillance systems on the internet, lots of them. I've seen surveillance systems of museums. I've seen surveillance systems of banks, if you can believe that. Let's just keep looking. Let's see. Well, yeah, lots of desktop as well. Lots of desktops. Oh, okay, yeah. This is a tiny screenshot. This is a home automation system. And I've looked it up, actually, and the characteristic it mentioned on the website, you can probably turn off, like, the heating to the house and so on. It also has an energy monitor, so I'm guessing you could probably turn off energy to that house if you wanted. I mean, again, I didn't do any of this. I'm just speculating about the kind of stuff you could do if you were evil, or, I guess, if you wanted to do harm. Let's see, so this is Mexico, and let's see. Oh yeah, lots of points of sales. So I'm not sure why this is on the internet, but you can. This is a point of sale terminal. So somebody's using it, and you know, you could potentially add stuff to other people's purchases and so on. Which is, I mean, to be honest, I have no idea why this is on the internet, but. Yeah, let's see. Oh, okay, so this is a transport agency in Mexico. And yeah, this is the, I don't think you can read that, but this is on the internet, and it's a transport agency like UPS or DHL or something like that. And yeah, again, this is completely open to anyone on the internet scanning it and connecting to it. Right, well, yeah, whatever. Some of the more juicy stuff I found in the United States, for example. This is a flow meter for, I would suppose, some kind of large-scale plant. I looked up this particular model online, and I'm not sure if you can see these four pump 1, pump 2, pump 3, pump 4 buttons, but you can actually deactivate pumps just by pressing them. So. Again, anyone without authentication can connect to the server, press the four pump buttons and disable them, and without anyone noticing or without you leaving a trail or whatever. So yeah, that's kind of bad. But what's worse is something else I found. This one. I'm not sure what this is, but it has lots of parts and lots of buttons as well. It says bio energy, so I'm assuming it's generating energy somehow. And this is the control panel, so you can see here, you can see start, stop, enable, disable, all this kind of stuff that you can potentially click and cause havoc far away from you. This is another home automation system, and I particularly like this one because you can see animal stats, and I'm not sure why that is. Why would you have a home automation system with animal stats? I don't know, but I thought that was fun. And yeah, you can also see curtains right there, which is quite interesting. Let's see. Lots of window servers. People watching Netflix, which I thought was pretty funny. another flow meter, and you can, in this case, you can clearly see it's a large-scale thing, because look at all the gallons, it's used. Let's take a look at Russia. That's always fun. I'm not sure what this is, this particular one. I tried to look it up, and the closest thing I could find is some kind of hotel control system, which fortunately it's protected by a login prompt, which is good, I guess, but still shouldn't be on the internet. Let's see something else. Let's see. Lots of Windows servers. Yeah, well, okay, you didn't see that. That's probably not safe for work. this is another home automation system. It's in Russian, but and you can't really see it on the screen, but there's a button for cams. So there's potentially somebody at home having cameras on their home, and you can see them on the internet because it's it's really open to anyone. Let's take a look at Romania. Oh, that's fun. This is a restaurant management system, and you can see you can see which tables are open and which tables are used and so on. More people watching porn. That's fun. Let's see, what's this? I have no idea what that is, but it looks like a spreadsheet of some description. Let's take a look at Brazil. What's this? Looks like some kind of university access system. Looks like it, you could possibly change teacher status and so on. Some more Windows servers. I particularly like this one because this is probably a screensaver, and you can't really see it, but it's made in paint. So I thought that was fun. let's take a look at something else. Let's see. Oh, people playing Candy Crush. That's also fun. People watching YouTube. And, you can find lots of people doing normal stuff on their computers. And without them noticing that they have a VNC server running. I think, based on the stuff I've seen, that that there's some kind of distribution of Linux or some sort of pre-built Windows or something that has a VNC server on by default. Because I've seen lots of people who were like, just manage your own business and without noticing they have a VNC server on. So let's take a look at this. That one says enterprise control system. So you can draw your own conclusions there. This is another surveillance system. Looks like it's a surveillance system for an office. More people watching Facebook and so on. Let's take a look at Spain, which is my my own country. Oh, we found lots of this, actually. I'm not entirely sure what this is, but it looks like it's the info displays of a train system. We did find lots and lots of these, so it looks like there's a network of trains or buses or something like that that's connected to the internet. You find lots of quite interesting stuff on the internet and stuff that you wouldn't necessarily expect. I mean, you were kind of expecting to find stuff like power plants, coal plants, and so on. At least I was. But then you see people watching Netflix, and you didn't really expect that. At least I didn't. This one was quite interesting. I'm not sure what it is. It looks like some kind of fiber optic testing. It talks about wavelengths and so on. So, and people just minding their own business. This is another home automation system, like the one we saw in Russia. And in this case, you can actually see the video button here. So, let's take a look at the United States again. This is the first half of the address space of the United States. The other one I showed you was the lower half. This is fun. This is a sewage drainage system, which is on the internet. And, there's a label here that says dosing pump manual speed. So I would guess that you could control that and, make shit happen, literally. I also found lots of virtualized servers. And I took a screenshot of this one because this one was particularly interesting. It's mem test. So I didn't know you could BNC into a mem test, but I guess it can. And finally, let's take a look at France. Yeah, well, there's nothing interesting there. So, about the software I used, I can probably show it to you, actually. I can send you a link later if you see me afterwards. I'll give you a link to this. But basically, it's just the source code for after you get the list of IP addresses that respond to port 5900, you use the script to take a screenshot of every unauthenticated server. So yeah. So if there are any questions, just let me know. Well, I didn't do any like actual science type thing, but I did find lots of Windows Server 2008, I think. There were lots and lots of them. I didn't know there were so many, but apparently they are. That's why I said before that I think there must be some kind of default configuration that makes them vulnerable to this kind of stuff, because there's just an unreasonable amount of Windows Server 2008 on the internet. Yeah, so that's all. Yeah?
How much of these servers were read-only mode?
Read-only. I don't think many of them were read-only. Well, I mean, I have no proof of these, but I mean, I would expect that if someone sets up a VNC server, it's probably to remotely control it. So, you know. Okay. Any other questions? Yep. Oh, no, definitely not. Definitely for my interest. I'm not a lawyer or anything, but I'm pretty sure publishing a list of IP addresses with VNC ports open would probably be highly illegal. But yeah, I mean, you can do it your own. That's the thing. That's the whole point of this talk, that you can do this kind of research on your own and replicate my results and other people's results.